Guide us, Father, as we come to your word. By your word, may we see your love, your compassion, your direction, your mercy in all those things that you reveal to us and set before us. Give us the gift of your spirit to know, to feel, to sense, and to realize your word. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson for the morning is from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60, which is the glory of what God is going to do with his people, and the glory which eventually is seen by the prophets in the fulfillment of what we celebrate on this day called Epiphany, which is the coming of the wise men. Isaiah chapter 60, here begins reading of God's holy word. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, and young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebooth will serve you. These will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. So far the promise of Isaiah. We turn now to the gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 2, beginning our reading at the first verse, which is the visit of the Magi and the gifts that they bring to Jesus Christ. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east went to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born the King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called the people together, the chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." And after they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed, and on coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So far the reading of God's holy word. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Guide us and direct us, Father, as we seek to apply your word to our lives. And in the things that we experience in these moments, may we learn from you. May we be given the ability to see your will and find those things which you would share with us. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Everybody in my family said, if you're going to do all the things that you're going to have to do in church this morning, you better have a very short sermon. So I said, okay, I'll make it as short as I can possibly make it. So I did something which I'm going to share with you very quickly today. We're going to talk about the Magi, the gold, the frankincense, the myrrh, all those gifts that are brought, and the things that we celebrate on Epiphany. What I would like to do is take you through with the Magi and see what happens in their life, and then draw from that very quickly what it means to you and to me in our lives. So let's go back with the Magi. Remember, they have traveled for probably about 2 years. From Persia to Bethlehem. This is a caravan. This is not three guys on camels. This is a whole caravan of people. And they are there to see the king that they have found as the star in the heaven and the scriptures that they've been searching for a long time. All of these things are there with the king of the Jews. And with all of that swirling around in our heaven, in our eyes or in our heads, I pose a question to you this morning. When was the last time you sought him? And why did you seek him when you sought him? Let's go back with the Magi. They sought him, number one, for confirmation. They have seen the star. They have read the scriptures. And it all seems to begin pulling itself together. And so they say, something has happened, and we need to confirm this within our lives. God has done something, and we want to be a part of it. More than just observing it and saying that it happened, we want to participate in it. We want to be a part of this new king. They sought him out, finding the working of God in the midst of their lives. And in the midst of their lives, they saw the wonder of God's leading and God's direction. For a long, long time, these men have sought to find God in what God was going to do, what God was going to reveal to them. And they never lost sight of what they were seeking, and they never gave up. I'm sure that this took more than 2 or 3 days. They were looking for that star for a long time. They were studying the scriptures like the scriptures had never been studied before. And they were trying to mesh those two things together. And that took time, that took effort, that took failure, and it also took success. But they never give up, and they want to be a part of what God is doing. They want to confirm it. If those three things are true in the life of the Magi, then these three things should be true in your life and in my life. God may want you to do something in your life in this coming year. God wants to be in your life like he was in the life of the Magi. Number two, you need to find God as a part of your life. Not just when you need him, or not just when you want him, but as a part of your life. He should be a part of your routine, like he undoubtedly was the part of the lives of these men, day in and day out, seeking what God was going to show them. And third, never lose sight of what you're doing, and in that process, never give up. God is a constant and abiding force in your life and in mine. And we should never give up the realization of the presence of God. It's a promise that Jesus makes to you and me to be with us to the end of the world. That promise is still true, and that promise is still valid in our lives. So, for this coming year, what do you see in your life that God may want you to do? What do you find in your life which will be new as a part of your faith? And what will you find in your life as you endeavor to struggle through the things that you will struggle through? Never lose sight of what you are doing and why you are doing it. Confirmation, to somehow be a part of the working of God's plan and to be a part of God working in your life. Number two, their purpose in finding him was all to respond to God and what God had done. They come with their adoration, their gifts, and they come to honor this new king. They, like the shepherds on the night of the Christ's birth, needed to see with their eyes what God had done for their own confirmation, for their own fulfillment. They needed to see it. They brought their adoration and their homage. They were prepared. They had packed all these things long before they left, and the tangible gifts of their life were there in the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the beauty of their adoration as they come to honor this king was more precious than all of those things put together. They honored him for what he was and who he was, even as a young child, not as a man standing there as a king, but a child probably 2 or 3 years old. But they know that he is destined to lead God's people. They know that this is the Messiah. They have confirmed it. And in that confirmation, they begin to see the redemption and the working of God. Here's what you need to do and what I need to do in the coming year. I need to see and to watch what God is going to do in my life in the new year. Just as I look back and see all the things that God has already done in my life, to see my blessings and to see the places where God has honored me, where God has given me all the things that I sought and the things sometimes beyond what I sought. We need to honor God by what we see and find within our lives in all of those things that God wants us to do. Number two, we all have gifts that we will share with God, that you can use for God beyond the things that they brought, beyond gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You have gifts that are as precious and as rich as what they gave to that child in that house. And you can give him your service, your adoration, your honor, your worship, your praise, and you can see what the Savior has in store for you in this coming year. The confirmation leads to the response, and you and I need to make a response in our lives, in the things in which God blesses us and gives us his care. And number three, the Magi find God's promise confirmed and fulfilled, and now they can return home rejoicing in what they have seen and what they have encountered and what they have experienced. The shepherds walk away from the stable. They're not just walking away having seen that child. Now they're walking away praising God, realizing that they have seen something that God has allowed them to be involved in. And the Magi are the same. Life for them will never be the same. Life will now eternally be different. And they, like the old priest Simeon, have been granted something that they sought from God. We would like to find the Messiah. We want to find the King of the Jews. And that is granted to them. In the same way that the old priest Simeon could realize that this baby that he's holding now is the Messiah. And he can die peacefully now because he has asked God for something and God has given it to him. What they have seen and done confirms to them that God is faithful to his promise. And that when God promises us something, God will always fulfill and complete that promise. They honor him as a child because they see him now. But they know who he is. And because of who he is, it all fits into the plan that God has with his people. For you and me, our lives cannot be the same. We were in this sanctuary on Christmas Eve. And in this sanctuary, we gave honor and adoration to a baby called Jesus. Your life can never be the same because of that encounter in your existence. Because you've gone to a stable and there seen the fulfillment of God's promise. The Magi's life will never be the same either, and your life and mine must change. God shows how faithful he is in his promise to redeem us and to set us free, and we can honor him and serve him. And like the Magi, we can use the gifts that God gives to us in what we have seen and heard. I still cannot begin to fathom why God chose me as one of his children. I can't begin to understand why God would even choose any of us, but he does. And that thing cannot be something that you go through very lightly. I look at my life and realize that my life is what it is because God has chosen me. And now I see the way in which I will serve him. You have gifts just like I have gifts. You have gifts that I don't have. You have opportunities that I will never have, but you have opportunities and gifts to serve the God that you come to worship, just like the Magi. And as I said to these children, we can find the little things like the silver dollars, but the most important thing we can give God is ourselves. And when we give ourselves to him, then we have used the gifts that God has given to us. I sat in my office and I thought to myself, all of these people in the Hurley Reformed Church, plus me, are the Magi of the 20th century. We seek God's Son. We seek to find him daily in our lives. We seek to honor him. We seek to serve him by who we are and what we do. We give him our adoration and our praise, but we must always be willing to seek him, to find him as a part of our life. Try this. It's probably one of the hardest things you will ever do. Go to God in your prayers tonight and do not ask God for anything. Not one thing. Don't ask him to bless you. Don't ask him to bless your kids and every people, or the people that are around you. Don't ask him to give you peace. Don't ask him for anything. but go to God and say all that you say in thankfulness and adoration. This is what the wise men did. They were willing to devote their lives, probably for more than 2 years, just to see the King of the Jews. And they bring him adoration gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the greatest gift that they ever gave him was the gift to desire him and the gift to honor and worship him. They don't just give him their gifts. The scripture says that they fall down and they worship him and they adore him. Try it in your life. Don't ask God for something only when you need God. Go to God someday when you don't need anything and talk to him and tell him how thankful you are for all the things that you have, rather than asking him to bless you. You and I are the Magi of 20. We are the ones that will be carrying the message to the world in this year by the lives that we live and by the gifts that we share. Find your gifts. Share them with others. Honor your God. Serve your King. Give him your adoration and your praise. Welcome home, Magi. Let's pray. We take a trip, Father, every day of our lives. We journey through all those things which will come into our life. There will be difficulties. There will be times of praise. There will be good days. There will be snow days. There will be warm days and cold days. And we will all go through those days. But help us never to go through a day without realizing how much we have been loved and blessed, and to adore and give honor to the one who gives us that. Help us to be Magi, to seek you out, and to find you, and to serve you. For we ask it in the name of Christ. Amen. We set before God our tithes and our offerings.